Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 41.
The House will come to order. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer this evening will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, as we begin our session this day, brief though it may be, remind us that our charge is to be diligent in our duties on behalf of those whom we represent. Help us to perform our duties with sincerity of heart and reverence for you, as if their eyes were watching our every move. Help us to remember that we are here at your pleasure. Therefore, we should work with all of our heart to please you with the actions we take and the decisions we make. Please be with us now and always, we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Harry.
Representative Perret is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Perret moves that the journal for April 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Chapter bills will be noted. And without objection, introduction of bills and resolutions will occur upon adjournment. Hearing no objection, so move. Notices and announcements. Representative Perret. Upon motion from members from Wake County, Representative Perret, the chair is happy to extend the courtesy of the gallery to the Wake Republican Women's Club. Thank y'all for being here. One announcement before I get to any others maybe out there is that session tomorrow, again, session tomorrow is at 9:45 a.m. with no votes. Once again, session tomorrow, 9:45 a.m. with no votes. Recess until 4 p.m. with votes. So we'll come back in from recess at 4 p.m. with votes. Any additional notices or announcements? Representative Clampett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want everyone to know that today, April 12, 2021, parallel date on our state flag, April 12, 1776, for the Halifax Reserves in the great state of North Carolina, first in freedom. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative. Any additional announcements? Seeing none, Representative Perret is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 13th at 9:45 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Perret moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, April the 13th at 9:45 a.m., subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 376, the
Referral to Rules is stricken. The bill is withdrawn from state government and recommitted to the Committee on Education K through 12. So your referrals to state government and rules are added. And the short title of that House Bill 376 is School Calendar Flexibility. Furthermore, House Bill 396, short title, Address Pandemic Learning Loss Select Systems. Serial referral to rules is stricken. The bill is withdrawn from local government, recommitted to education K through 12. Serial referrals to the committees on local government if favorable rules are added. Introduction to bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives McNeely, Johnson, Kidwell, and Tyson, House Bill 494, Digital Interference Censorship Act.
Commerce, if favorable, Judiciary 3, if favorable rules.
Representatives Harrison, Reeves, Quick, and Martin, House Bill 495, Redistricting Criteria for 2021.
Rules.
Representatives Bowles, Hunter, Brody, Moffitt, House Bill 496, Property Owners' Rights, Tree Ordinances.
Local Government, Land Use, if favorable, rules.
Representative Brendan Jones, House Bill 497, Support Veteran Teachers.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representative Yarborough, House Bill 498, Authorize All Terrain Vehicles, Utility Vehicle Type, titling.
Transportation, if favorable, rules.
Representative Harris, Cooper Suggs, Farkas, and Lofton, House Bill 499, Recovery Rebate for Work and Families Act.
Rules.
Representative Bell, Brandon Jones, McElrath, and Miller, House Bill 500, Disaster Relief and Mitigating Act 2021.
Finance, if favorable, environment, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Harrison, Butler, Autry, and Moore, House Bill 501, PFAS Manufacturers Use Sale Ban.
Rules.
Representative Harrison, Butler, Hunt, and Von Hafen, House Bill 502, PFAS Contamination Mitigation Measures.
Rules.
Representatives Harrison, Hurtado, Lofton, and Reeves, House Bill 503, PFAS Studies.
Rules.
Representative Ray, House Bill 504, Weldon, City Board of Education Compensation.
Local Government Favorable Rules.
Representative Logan Fisher, Cooper Suggs, and Amber Baker, House Bill 505, NC Health and Pregnancy Act.
Rules.
Representative Hunt, Turner, Harrison, and Butler, House Bill 506, Polluter Pays.
Rules.
Representative Von Hafen, Hawkins, Cunningham, and Austin, House Bill 507, North Carolina, Omnibus Act.
Rules.
Representative Clampett and Penny, House Bill 508, Education Funding Transparency.
Education K through 12, if favorable state government, if favorable rules.
Representative Richardson, House Bill 509, adopt official NC Doggo Festival.
State government, if favorable rules.
Representative Kidwell, Paré, Hannick, and Hurley, House Bill 510, Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
Health, if favorable, Judiciary 4, if favorable rules.
Representative Butler, Belt, Martin, and Hawkins, House Bill 511, Strategic Transportation Investment Act, funding bicycles, pedestrian improvements.
Rules.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 512, Pharmacist Improvement, Public Health Steeds.
Health, if favorable insurance, if favorable rules.
Representative Richardson, House Bill 513, People's Choice for Marine Sources.
Rules.
Representative Von Hafen, Hawkins, Cunningham, and Austin, House Bill 514, NC Health and Pregnancy Act.
Rules.
Representative Elmore, House Bill 515, Alexander County Board of Education, Partisan Election.
Local Government and Favorable Election Law and Campaign Finance Report, favorable rules.
Representative Amber Baker, Lambeth, Hurtado, and Abe Jones, House Bill 516, Raise Dropout Age to 18.
Rules.
Representative Pittman, House Bill 517, Emergency Management, Powers, Cabarrus County.
Judiciary 1, a favorable local government, a favorable rules.
Representative Goodwin, Hannick, Ray, and Richardson, House Bill 518, temporarily waive commercial fishing fees.
Marine Resources and Aquaculture, a favorable finance, a favorable rules.
Representative Eiler and Shepherd, House Bill 519, amend auto cycle definition.
Transportation, a favorable rules.
Representative Terry and Amber Baker, House Bill 520, Winston-Salem, Forsyth Board of Education, Vacancy Method.
Rules.
Representative Clements, Meyer, Reeves, and Lucas, House Bill 521, 2021 Safe Drinking Water Act.
Rules.
Representative Yarborough, Stevens, and Zachary, Hospital 522, modified service, relief for all the alternate jurors.
Judiciary 2 with favorable rules.
Representative Willingham, Hospital 523, amend street racing penalties.
Transportation to favorable, Judiciary 2 with favorable rules.
Wake County Republican, thank you for your ability to delay.